It's Friday the 27th of November 2015 and this is my first podcast since I turned 60 years old. I'm in my office at home in Hull, just contemplating my itinerary for the next week. Tomorrow morning I go to Manchester Airport and fly with Qatar Airlines to Doha and then on to Riyadh, and I spend a week in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia working as a visiting professor at the King Saud University. This is my first visit, and as usual with everything in the Middle East, everything's happened at the last minute. I got my visa this week when it could have been arranged weeks ago, and the arrangement here is that they pay money into my bank before I buy the airline tickets. The money wasn't in the bank, so I suggested that we postpone until the money was in the bank, but I was told that I couldn't do that because the money had been paid to me when it actually hadn't. So I bought my tickets in advance, then the money did come, so that was a relief. But then I was told I was supposed to be doing 2 weeks. I said, well, I couldn't, because the first week of that I've been waiting for my visa and the money to come, so I'm just doing 1 week, so that's okay. I'll go back next year and make up for it. But it is quite difficult to work with a different culture where time, rules, and the just the general way that you work with people aren't the same. No lack of politeness or sincerity, it's just different. So next week I'm going to be mainly working around writing for publication, which is what I usually do when I go overseas these days. I'll be giving some sessions to master students and staff on writing for publication and doing some consultation sessions. But as usual, there's nothing in writing. That's the case again with the Middle East. It's really the case that anything's in writing. But at least I've been able to use Qatar Airlines and to stick with One World and to keep topping up my ear miles, which is quite important to me. I'm going to Saudi again in March, and they've, not with this organisation, but with King Abdulaziz University, to a conference, and they've said that they'll book me on business class with Saudi Airlines, and I've said no, I don't want to go with them, I want to go with an airline which I like, either British Airways or Qatar Airlines. So I'm still waiting to hear whether they're going to get back to me on that. These things may seem a bit trivial, but when you fly a lot it's important to stick with the same group. So next week I really don't know what's going to be happening, but I hope to see at least a couple of old friends across there when I'm there. Sadly, my good friend James Ware, who organised my last visit to Saudi, has since died. So clearly I won't be seeing him, but I may see some colleagues from his organisation. I had the honour of writing the obituary for the magazine that he used to edit. It hasn't come out yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that in writing. So I doubt I'll be running outside next week if my memory of Riyadh is correct. I have been running there, but it's very difficult, so I think I'll probably just stick to the gym. I've got a rotator cuff injury which has really stopped me from going to do much gym work, or stopped me completely from climbing. So, but I've got some exercises to do. I started physiotherapy, so I'll probably try and do that in the gym in the mornings and at least see if I can stick to a program to try and get over this injury, but it's proving pretty difficult. So a week today I'll be heading back, because Friday is essentially Saturday in Riyadh, or in the whole of Saudi. So I'll be heading back a week today. I'll get there at something like 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, which is their first working day of the week, and later that day I'll be working, so they're 3 hours ahead, so I imagine I'll be quite tired most of the time, for at least the first couple of days. Nothing new. So I'll catch up with various travel noises on the way and any kind of news or anything interesting that happens while I'm there.